From the Mercy One Studio.
John Leonetti in the Morning is underwritten by Golden Rule Heating and Cooling, R&R Realty Group, Bell Construction, Five Suns Naturescapes, and Blessman International.
Well, welcome in, everyone. John Leonetti in the Morning here on Iowa Catholic Radio, 1150 AM, 88.5 FM and 94.5 FM. Streaming online, iowacatholicradio.com, and everywhere you are on the free Iowa Catholic Radio app. Thanks so much for joining me today. It is Tuesday, January 14th. We got a great show in store for you. Adam Story coming up here very soon. We're going to talk about two ways to study the faith in your family. So what are the two ways that you can study the faith in your family? Not just, learn about God and all of that, but I mean really go to study the faith. And Adam's got some good ways for us coming up here very soon. Coming up at 7:25 today, Jean Wells, host of Straight Talk, going to preview her 10 o'clock show. At 7:45, Carrie Gress is going to be back on the show. She has her PhD in philosophy from the Catholic University of America. She is an editor at the online women's magazine Theology of Home, and she's got a new book out, and I'm really looking forward to talking to her all about this. She's also the author of The Anti-Mary Exposed. That was, I think, one of my favorite books of 2019 that I was able to read, but she's got another book out coming that's out right now, and we're going to talk all about it. So looking forward to talking to Carrie Gress at 7:45 today. Also on the show, we've got four ways to experience the Mass, even if you're stuck at home. So a little piece here for our homebound. If you're listening to us now, I know when I go to the nursing home, we try to go there once a month, it's really kind of a highlight of our month for my family. We go to Mass there at Bishop Drum, and there are normally a handful of people. Some people that are there and some people that are visiting that say they listen to the show in the morning, some that are there full time. And so today, this is going to be for you. Four ways to experience the Mass, even if you're stuck at home. So if you're in a hospital, maybe a nursing home that doesn't have Holy Mass, or you're homebound, where this is going to be a spot for you about 7:15 today. Mark Amadeo with your news and sports weather straight from the desk of Channel 13 meteorologist Megan Selwell. We'll have your saint of the day coming up in the second half hour as well. Let's get to it outside of the Mercy One studio here in Appleton, Wisconsin. Mark, we'll go to Deacon Tony first. Let's offer our day to Almighty God.
God, our Father, we offer you our day. We offer you all our thoughts, words, joys, and sufferings in union with the heart of Jesus. Holy Spirit, be our guide and strength today so that we may witness to your love. Mary, Mother of Jesus in the Church, pray for us. Amen.
Amen. Mark Amadeo with your news and sports.
News and sports with Mark Amadeo.
Hello, sir.
Well, good morning, John. How you doing as you travel around the Midwest? Up to Wisconsin this week, huh?
Wisconsin this week and home tomorrow.
All right. Well, they're excited up there in Wisconsin where you're at. You know, those Packers won, unlike your Vikings on the last weekend. Packers won, and they're in the NFC title game in San Francisco on the weekend. So you got a pumped-up crowd, I'm sure, up there.
Well, they call it Victory Monday, I guess, after the Packers win. So, yes, they were more than elated.
And, of course, when you go through your introductions, you kind of mention your alliance, and it has nothing, not even close to that that green stuff that they like to wear up there, that green and orange and whatever else is their colors.
Yeah. I may or may not have mentioned that I'm a Vikings fan yesterday to 450 Packer fans. So I definitely got booed, but I like to start 6 feet under so then I can kind of make my way out of it.
So you started with 450 folks at your conference, and then you ended up with 20. That's not bad.
Right.
Yeah.
That's normally the way it works.
Good job. Good job. So did you navigate through all the weather? Because I know you got caught up in an airport, a flight delay because of the storm we had go through. And we have another one coming through, I guess, Friday again. So we'll have to deal with that.
Yeah, I'm not looking forward to that. I'm flying out Friday. But yes, I everything is good now and on my way home. Actually, I've got a 9:20 flight out today. So right after this show, I head over to the airport. It's about 7 minutes away.
All right. Well, travel safe, my friend, as the galloping Leonetti keeps barnstorming across the Midwest. Keep up the good work.
That's it. Thank you, sir.
Right now from the Mercy One studio in Des Moines, we currently have cloudy skies. There is some patchy fog in the area, and some of that fog is dense fog as you move to the southwest Iowa. But right now, patchy fog and 31 degrees, the west wind at 8 miles per hour. The feels like temperature is 23 degrees, and that is creating some slick spots because most of the overnight was above freezing. And here in the last couple hours, it has temperature has fallen below freezing. So be mindful of some of those sidewalks, steps, driveways, and now some of the roadways on and off ramps on the interstates. We're seeing slick conditions. Some cars have slid off the highways and byways. So be mindful of that as the temperature continues to drop. And today we'll see clouds and fog and then giving way to some sun later on this afternoon. Today's high 36 degrees here in central Iowa with west winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, cloudy skies, drizzle moving in later on this evening. Overnight low of 24 degrees. And tomorrow, a light mix of rain and snow, a high of 33 degrees for your Wednesday. Thursday, partly cloudy, dry, and colder, high of 20 degrees. And Friday, that's when we're talking about the next storm coming in. Rain, sleet, ice, and snow, a combination of all those, a high of 20 degrees on Friday. No reminder, this weekend is Martin Luther King Jr.'s holiday, so it's a three-day weekend. And the weekend forecast, highs in the upper teens, lower 20s, cold and blustery, but no chance of precipitation other than the remnants of a Friday storm. Well, in the news on this Tuesday morning, state lawmakers are headed back to Des Moines. They headed back to Des Moines yesterday. The first week of the Iowa legislative session is mostly ceremonial, but there are early hints about some of the issues that might come up this year. Governor Kim Reynolds is expected to ask for tax cuts. Governor Reynolds gives her condition of the state speech today. The new Iowa House Speaker will be Pat Grassley, a New Hartford Republican and grandson of U.S. Senator Chuck Grassley. The Iowa House Minority Leader will be Democrat Todd Pritchard from Charles City. Well, today's sports report is brought to you by Big Red Q Quick Print. And last night, the college football national championship game down in New Orleans at the Superdome, and what a game it was. The LSU Tigers conclude their season with a 15-0 record as they defeated number 3 Clemson 42-25 in the national championship game. Congratulations to LSU. And LSU quarterback Joe Burrow, who's a native of Ames, threw for 6 touchdowns and leading the Bayou Bengals to their national championship. Tonight it's men's college basketball in the Big Ten. The Iowa Hawkeyes on the road at Northwestern. They'll tip off at 7 o'clock in Evanston, Illinois. AHL hockey tonight, the Iowa Wild on the road as they continue their West Coast swing. They're at Bakersfield, California, and they'll face off at 8:30 tonight, Iowa time. In today's Dowling Catholic Sports Calendar, high school girls and boys bowling. Dowling taking on North today at 3:15. High school boys swimming tonight, a top 15 matchup. Number 5 Dowling at number 11 Valley. And that swim meet gets underway at 5:30 at the Valley Pool. And tonight, right here on Iowa Catholic Radio, we'll have high school girls and boys basketball. Dowling hosting Ankeny. Pre-game gets underway at 6 o'clock. Girls tip off at 6:15. The boys to follow around 7:45. Join me and a host of characters on Iowa Catholic Radio tonight as we bring you live from the Dowling Gym, Dowling hosting the Ankeny Hawks here on Iowa Catholic Radio tonight. Once again, from the Mercy One Studios in Des Moines, currently we have cloudy skies and patchy fog in the area, 31 degrees with a west wind at 8 miles per hour. That feels like temperature is 23 degrees, and today we'll see clouds and fog, a mixture, and then some sun later on this afternoon, a high of 36 degrees with west winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. And this has been your Iowa Catholic Radio News, Weather, and Sports on your Tuesday morning. John Leonetti Show coming up. Jimmy Olson, he has your morning traffic report. I'm Mark Amadeo.
Iowa Catholic Radio News and Sports. Our year-round coverage of Dowling Catholic High School sports and activities is sponsored in part by Construction Professionals, Dental Associates, Kemen, Mercy Medical Center, and R&R Realty Group. Thank you for supporting Iowa Catholic Radio, 1150 AM, 88.5 FM, 94.5 FM, and streaming at iowacatholicradio.com. traffic on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Not too bad for you making your way in from the West Mixer to downtown. 8 minutes on 235, 7 minutes from the East Mixer into downtown. We do have an accident at 1 University Avenue at Jordan Creek Parkway. That's Northwest 138th Street. That's going to create a bit of an issue there. Also, another accident, Highway 28 and Army Post Road. So use caution in both of those areas. Thanks to BuilderKen Construction for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio. BuilderKen has a transparent team, strengthened by a group of dedicated employees who execute your project professionally and efficiently. Learn more at bdconstruct.com. That's traffic on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Thank you, Jimmy. I also want to thank Blessman International for underwriting the show. Formed in 2001, Blessman International is a Christian faith-based mission organization working to meet the needs of impoverished children and families in South African province of Limpopo. Thank you for underwriting the show. BlessmanInternational.org. That's BlessmanInternational.org. Let's go to Adam Story now, Director of Marriage and Family Life for the Diocese of Des Moines. Good morning, sir.
Hey, good morning, John.
Let's talk about ways to study the faith in your family. We've talked a lot about ways to pray with your family over the years and many more. But, you know, studying the faith, I think, is key. And it goes deeper than just reading a book or two, you know, mom or dad kind of reading about the faith. We're talking about cultivating a sense of understanding, of knowledge in the faith in our families. How do we do it? Number one.
Well, yeah, and, you know, this is an important thing that, you know, in any area of our life, we try to grow into a deeper understanding and grow in our education about any particular topic. And so when I think about our faith, the one thing that is unique about our faith is, you know, our faith more than, and Benedict is famous for saying, it's not a ethical decision, it's not a philosophical decision, but it's an encounter with a person, with Jesus Christ. And we come to know people, I think, in stories. And so I think specifically with our faith, we need to do a better job knowing our story, knowing the story of our faith. And, you know, the gift about stories is that any story, you know, they can speak to your children who are 4, who are 5, who are 6, but the stories also speak to us. And so, you know, I think that something we can do as a family is really cultivate a knowledge of Scripture. And do it just by reading the story, spending time getting to know the story, reading the story, talking about the story, sharing the story as a family. That's a way that anybody in your family, your whole family, you can go deeper together.
Yeah, well, one of the ways that my family, we try to do this, I'd say it 3 times a week, is just do a decade of the rosary together at night. And, you know, in that, we're able to read a part of the story of sacred scripture, of course, one of the mysteries. And that has just done such wonders. And it's, of course, very small. I mean, you know, it's just a paragraph of the story. I might talk about it for maybe a minute and a half, and, you know, where we find this in the Bible, and then just pray the decade of the rosary. But you're right. I mean, getting to know our story from the story is probably one of the most important ways that we can cultivate a sense of the faith in our families. So I like it. Read from the Bible. And as you said, it doesn't have to be an exegesis, you know, a PhD. I'm going, you know, reading for an hour and a half at night. It can just be maybe a simple passage from sacred scripture and something for us to meditate on.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah.
Number two.
All right. So number two, and you know, this is a gift of being a parent of young children, is our children are naturally curious about the faith. And then I think we get older and we, you know, we start to quit asking those questions. So my son and my daughters, they want to know about, you know, the last things about heaven and judgment. And they want to know about where do we go and where are our relatives. And they want to know about the Eucharist and what does it mean that Jesus is really there. And they're asking questions constantly. And as we get older, I think the curiosity fades and we just sort of start to say, you know, that's what the church teaches. It is what it is. Quit asking me these questions. But if we want to grow in our faith, this is exactly where we need to explore, you know, to ask these questions, to wrestle with them, and then to go find out, you know, how does the church explain this? What language do we have to dive into this mystery? And, you know, that's one of the things I love about working for the church is there's an infinite richness in the ways that we explore these topics. But to ask those questions and then you know, to not just dismiss them, but to really dive into them and try to drill deep. I think that's the next thing we need to do.
Yeah, and if you don't know the answer to the question, say it. I don't know it. And then try to figure it out. You know, I think that's one of the things that I really want to help parents and grandparents understand. If you're getting asked questions on the faith and maybe you don't know it, don't feel like you just got to kind of give an answer that maybe doesn't do it justice. Wait for it. Say, I don't know. It's a great question. And then try to figure it out. So I think that would be a really good way to be able to dive a little bit deeper into the faith. And I'm going to throw a third one in there for you, Adam, and that is listen to Iowa Catholic Radio. Right now, praise God. But on your way to work, on your way home from work, when you're picking the kids up from school, they can cultivate a lot of different conversations in just listening to Iowa Catholic Radio on a regular basis. Adam Story, Director of Marriage and Family Life for the Diocese of Des Moines. Anything coming up in the office?
Oh, man. Well, you know, we just kicked off another series of the third option. So people can join at any time, but there's 14 sessions, and we have a cycle that just this January we started a new cycle. So we're right sort of at the beginning of the topics, and that's a ministry I love every first and third Monday at Mercy College from 7 to 9 p.m.
All right. Adam Story. Talk to you soon, brother.
Hey, thanks, John.
When we come back, we're going to be talking about four ways to experience the Mass, even if you are stuck at home. So if you're homebound, this is for you. If you're in the hospital, maybe the nursing home, and you're not able to make it to Mass, this is for you. Coming up right after this. Don't go anywhere. John Leonetti in the morning right here on this Tuesday, January 14th. And I want to thank Dean Bell for underwriting the show. Dean and I have become good friends over the years. BellConstructionDSM.com, 963-4494. Now, Dean prides himself in working with his customers on a personal basis, making sure that all roofing needs are completed and completed to perfection. Again, underwriting the show for the last couple years now, become a dear friend. 30 years in business. RoofingAnkeny.com. That is RoofingAnkeny.com, serving all of Central Iowa. 963-4494.
Thank you, Blessma International, for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio. Everyone lives their life 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. How we use that time directly affects if our life will leave a significant impact or not. Each year, Blessma International leads Central Iowans on a 12-day, all-inclusive experience sharing the heart of Christ with children in South Africa. Teams are forming to do something significant in an African child's life. Learn more at blessmainternational.org. That's blessmainternational.org. You can enjoy positive and inspiring music to help you through your day on the Iowa Catholic Radio app and iowacatholicradio.com. Underwritten by R&R Realty Group, showing Jesus Christ at work.
Is it time for a new roof? Then it could be time for you to get to know Bell Construction. Bell Construction is a roofing company entering its 30th year of business. They specialize in residential re-roofs, light commercial jobs, and have the experience to meet all of your roofing needs with personal service. With Bell Construction, the owner will come to your home or place of business in person to inspect and ensure the quality of work that you deserve. They pride themselves in working with you on a personal basis and making sure you are satisfied. Bell Construction, 515-963-4494.
Hi, this is Father John Ricardo, and I want to thank Caldwell Parish Funeral Home and Crematory for underwriting Christ is the Answer. Losing a loved one, as we know, is never easy, and it can leave you feeling lost and even hopeless at times. But Caldwell Parish helps ease that burden by sincerely caring both about your loss and about your faith. Caldwell Parish Funeral Home and Crematory is Des Moines' only Catholic-owned and operated funeral home. Their number is 515-276-0551 or online at caldwellparish.com.
Thank you to Tamia & Sons for your support of Dowling Catholic High School basketball, an Italian family restaurant with old country authentic Italian food. Enjoy the local atmosphere while you may even spot a priest. Tamia & Sons is located at Southeast 1st Street, just south of downtown Des Moines, TamiaAndSons.net.
Hi, I'm Al Cresta, host of Cresta in the Afternoon. After the Second Vatican Council, Catholic laity began to take co-responsibility for the church, and the Catholic radio movement is one of the great fruits of that post-conciliar church. Catholic radio edifies, it exhorts, it encourages, it educates, it engages the culture, and on occasion, we entertain a bit. Your partners with your local Catholic radio station, support them.
You can give securely online at iowacatholicradio.com, the Iowa Catholic Radio app, or call 515-223-1150. Whoa!
We are a little over a month away from the 2020 Iowa Catholic Men's Conference. Sons of the Father, February 22nd, from 9 a.m. till noon. Mass starting at 7:30 with Bishop. And it is going to be, I mean, I am so pumped for this, friends. I can't even see straight. Joe Stopulis is going to be there with me, along with Iowa State head football coach Matt Campbell. He's going to be keynoting this thing. And like I said, I could not be more excited about it. I'll be emceeing this this thing, and it's going to be fun. Go to iowacatholicmensconference.com. Just click on Get Your Tickets Today. You're going to want to get them. I mean, with Matt Campbell, Iowa State head football coach, this is not something to wait around with. Tickets are already flying off the shelves. iowacatholicmensconference.com. By the way, if maybe you're a wife or the mother of someone, of your son, get a ticket for him. Say, hey, I got you a ticket February 22nd as a gift. See, they're not able to argue it when it's a gift. Man, I don't know if I can go, Mom. I don't know if I can go, honey. Well, then find someone that can. Give it away to someone, maybe a friend or a family. But yes, iowacatholicmensconference.com. What an event it's going to be. You're going to hear a lot of talk about it over the next month and a half, friends. You really are, because I want to get that place packed. And you know, you're going to want to get your tickets, like I said, sooner rather than later, because I do believe we are going to sell out. iowacatholicmensconference.com. Four ways to experience the Mass, even if you're stuck at home. I read this nice piece by Melissa Guerrero, and she's one of my favorite bloggers, and she's just done a great job. But she talks about people that are unable to go to Mass. So maybe the homebound, those in nursing homes that don't have Holy Mass that are offered. Those are in hospitals. Also, maybe moms or dads that are staying home with a sick kid. Maybe you're unable to go to Mass because of that for a particular weekend, or maybe you're sick yourself. Here are four ways to consider it. You know, it's one thing to say, well, I can't go and just kind of, do something else on Sunday. But it's another to try to experience it, even if you are in the confines of your own home. Number one, I think all of us know EWTN. And many of us are familiar with EWTN, of course, and you can access their Sunday Masses through different mediums. Of course, you can always do so by just watching your regular cable or satellite subscription, but also you can stream it online. You can go to the EWTN app. It's on Roku, Apple TV, Amazon Fire Player. You can access it there. Also, you can ask Amazon Alexa to play it. Yes, you can ask to hear the daily homily or the daily Mass on Amazon Alexa. So if you say, Alexa, I want to hear the daily homily from EWTN, they will play it for you. If you want to watch, you can go to EWTN's YouTube channel, where you can actually watch the Holy Mass there if you don't have a subscription to EWTN on your cable provider. But yes, there's a lot of different ways that EWTN lets you access the Holy Mass. So I really would encourage you, if you're someone that does not or is not able to go to Mass, to be able to start there. Catholic TV. Now, Catholic TV is pretty popular out on the East Coast. I've noticed it's out of, I believe it's out of Boston. Bishop Reed is a part of that. And you can go to their website, catholictv.org, and you can stream the Mass there. Also, you can play it on Roku, Apple TV, Amazon Fire. Catholic TV's YouTube channel as well has that. So if you are listening on the East Coast, if you do happen to listen on the East Coast right now, Catholic TV, I'm sure you're very familiar with it, would be your place to go. By the way, they have a great website, really nice website. IMass or Live Mass. So if you're a Latin Mass attendee, fear not, we've got something for you. Priestly Fraternity of St. Peter's Live Mass website and iMass app, they have your back. So the iMass, so it's I, the letter I, and then Mass app, was created by Father James Fryer. And you can watch the Latin Mass from a number of locations around the world throughout the day, every day. You can even watch a previously recorded daily or Sunday Mass from four different locations. One from Florida, Sarasota. One from Switzerland, Guadalajara, Mexico, and England. So, yeah, pretty cool. Furthermore, you can also access the liturgical books of 1962 for the Mass and use their search feature to find the nearest Latin Mass to you. So that's pretty cool, I think. They also have an app available on iOS or Google Play for $1.99 if you choose to stream on your computer, your website, whatever, and that goes to support their cause. And finally, number four, if you're unable to go to Holy Mass, local over-the-air channels. Now, if you're fortunate to live in a big city or a town that has a large Catholic population, this is probably it for you. I don't believe we have one in Des Moines. Maybe St. Anthony's has one. I probably should have done a little research on this. If you're listening right now and you know of a live Mass that is streamed or over the over TV, text me. And I'll share it with everyone. But otherwise, if you're living in an area, and I know there's a lot of people that are listening to this show outside of Iowa, check with your diocese and see what options are available there. But I think more than anything, friends, if you are someone that is unable to go to Holy Mass, watching it on TV, maybe you are homebound, you're not able to get out, maybe you feel like I'm not able to do it because of the ice. I understand that too. But really try to enter into it the best way possible. I know EWTN has a beautiful part of their Mass that I've listened to over the radio and seen on TV that just says, you know, if you're unable to receive Holy Communion now, this is a prayer for you to be able to pray. So there you go. Let's go to Gene Wells, host of Straight Talk here on Iowa Catholic Radio. Hi, Gene.
Hey, good morning, John. Welcome back.
Thanks for filling in for me yesterday. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. You're still in Timbuktu, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm in Appleton, Wisconsin. On the way back today, though, just got a flight about 9:20 this morning, so I'll be hightailing it right after the show.
Well, good. Hey, today
what do we got coming up on your show?
Yeah, interesting conversation. I have Barbara Decker, who is the executive director of Catholic Charities, and Elise Rodich, and she is the, refugee resettlement manager for Catholic Charities. And we're talking about this refugee issue and the changes, the executive order that was written last September that said every state has to either opt in or opt out of allowing refugees to resettle in their state. Excuse me, John. Stop. And Texas has opted out of this, and it's creating quite a problem for refugee resettlement programs. And much to say, the refugees themselves. It's a real challenge. So we're going to talk about that today.
Okay, that's coming up at 10 o'clock in the morning, 10 o'clock in the evening. Gene Wells, host of Straight Talk here on Iowa Catholic Radio, talking about the Refugee Resettlement Program. Gene, talk to you soon. Thanks for coming on.
God bless. Bye.
All right, friends, I've left plenty of time for Carrie Gress, who's going to be on the show talking today about her brand new book, Theology of Home, Finding the Eternal in the Everyday. I think this is such an important book for us to be able to get and understand, read all of it. That is coming up right at 7:45. Looking forward to talking to Carrie Gress, having her back on the show. Don't go anywhere. John Lee and Eddie in the Morning here on this Tuesday, January 14th. Thanks for being a part of the show, everyone. And I want to thank Golden Rule PHC for underwriting the show. Golden Rule Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling. Thank you for doing what you have, for coming here on Iowa Catholic Radio for the last couple years now. I know you say you're always here for us. Well, you know what? We're here from you. Honest, reliable, quality service, 100% satisfaction guarantee from the team that cares. GoldenRulePHC.com, 305-2955. That's GoldenRulePHC.com. Father Andrew now with today's Gospel and Reflection.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus came to Capernaum with his followers, and on the Sabbath he entered the synagogue and taught. The people were astonished at his teaching, for he taught them as one having authority and not as the scribes. In their synagogue was a man with an unclean spirit. He cried out, "What have you to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God." Jesus rebuked him and said, "Quiet, come out of him." The unclean spirit convulsed him, and with a loud cry came out of him. All were amazed and asked one another, "What is this? A new teaching with authority. He commands even the unclean spirits, and they obey him." His fame spread everywhere throughout the whole region of Galilee. The Gospel of the Lord. Jesus is unlike anyone else before him who taught with God's authority. He teaches with his own divine authority because, of course, he's divine. The unclean spirit is highly intelligent because it knows who he is and seems to express fear over what Jesus can do to it. By casting it out, Jesus not only displays his power, he shows us that we can always count on his word to free us from any harassment by the evil one and his minions.
Thank you to Golden Rule for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio.
At Golden Rule Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling, we do our best to serve the people and communities who so generously support us. We try and find some way to give back every single month because we know everyone can use some help. Golden Rule is very thankful for all of our customers and your continued support of us. We would like to wish you and yours a very blessed holiday season.
I'm Bobby from Golden Rule, where we deliver respect, understanding, loyalty, expertise, and service every time you call. We have a standard and we prove it with every job. Online at goldenrulephc.com.
Ladies, join us for the first Mosaic Luncheon of the year on Thursday, February 13th at St. Teresa's Church. Our featured speaker is Chris Magruder, founder of The Veil Removed, a short film about what happens at Mass that we cannot see. She will talk about the miracles surrounding this project and the many graces that continue to be received. Doors open at 11:30 and lunch is from 12 to 1. Sign up now at iowacatholicradio.com or call 223-1150.
Support for Iowa Catholic Radio and Be Not Afraid is provided by Dream Dirt.
Dream Dirt Farm Real Estate and Auction is a licensed and experienced farm brokerage and auction company. Dream Dirt auctioneers are PRI and CAI certified professional farm marketers and have trained to understand the strategy behind a successful auction or sale. We work to reduce stress and risk for our customers and do not charge advertising fees. Learn more at DreamDirt.com. Dream Dirt Farm and Equipment Auction Services. Farm auctions done right. 515-257-7199.
Your saint quote of the day comes from Saint Therese of Lisieux. Let us go forward in peace, our eyes upon heaven, the only one goal of our labors. Let us go forward in peace, our eyes upon heaven, the only one goal of our labors. Coming up, Carrie Gress is going to be on the show. Really looking forward to her and her new book, Theology of Home, Finding the Eternal in the Everyday, that was released in September. And finally, we're able to get Carrie on. So we're going to talk about all about this brand new book that she has. And how important is it, right? I mean, the domestic church, our families, in our own home, what that looks like. So Carrie Gress coming up here very soon. All right, let's get to it. Deacon Tony Valdez, let's offer our day to Almighty God.
God, our Father, we offer you our day. We offer you all our thoughts, words, joys, and sufferings in union with the heart of Jesus. Holy Spirit, be our guide and strength today so that we may witness to your love. Mary, Mother of Jesus and the Church, pray for us. Amen.
Amen. Let's go to Mark Amadeo with your news and sports.
News and sports with Mark Amadeo.
Hello, sir.
Well, good morning, John. How's everything up in Wisconsin? It sounds like you're in your final hours up there before you head back to Des Moines.
I am scooting right over to the airport about eight minutes away right after the show.
Is that a direct flight, Appleton to Des Moines, or do you have to go through Chicago?
Now, there's only a few direct flights to Des Moines in the country. One is to Newark, one is to Houston, one is to Denver, and the other is to Chicago, from United, at least. That's it.
I see. Well, I know I didn't get to talk to you Friday because you were headed to Omaha, then trying to fly into Denver, and then to Fort Wayne, South Bend, and now you're at Appleton. So did that all take place with all your stops over this past weekend and all the weather?
It finally has come to fruition, so that, yes, all four of those stops were good, but we're done now, at least for a few days.
Okay. Well, I suppose you'll just rub it into them when you wear your purple and your Iowa State colors to the airport today and just kind of rub it into those Packer fans, I'm guessing.
Well, I want to stay alive, so I'm not going to do that. I'm going to continue with what I'm wearing right now, a maroon sweatshirt and navy pants.
There you go. That's pretty good colors. I like those colors. Maroon sweatshirt.
Yeah, yeah, there you go.
I can get into that. All right, sir. Well, you have a safe journey, and I'm sure we'll talk to you tomorrow morning, God willing.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right, well, let's get right to it. This morning from the Mercy One Studios here in Des Moines, we have cloudy skies and some fog in the air, some patchy fog around central Iowa, and then dense fog down towards southwest Iowa, so be mindful of that. And the temperature has dropped. We were in the overnight, we were above freezing, and created slushy conditions out there, but with temperature going below freezing, we've had it's 31 degrees right now with the west wind at 8 miles per hour, so that's created some refreezing on the sidewalk, some of the steps, driveways, and of course that's affected some of the traffic. On and off ramps are very slick right now in some of the intersections, so be mindful of that as you make your way into work or school this morning, because today we'll see a mix of clouds and fog early and then some sun later on this afternoon. Today's high in central Iowa, 36 degrees with west winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. And tonight, cloudy, drizzle setting in mostly after 10 o'clock tonight is what they're calling for. Overnight low of 24 degrees, and tomorrow we'll see a light mix of rain and some snow on your Wednesday, a high of 33 degrees. Thursday, partly cloudy and colder with a high of 20 degrees with dry conditions. And then on Friday, rain, sleet, ice, snow, just like we had last Friday in the forecast. Friday's high 20 degrees. And reminder, this is a Martin Luther King Jr. holiday weekend, so it is a three-day weekend for a lot of different folks. And it'll be cold, blustery, with highs in the upper teens on Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. And right now, no chance for precipitation, but just colder weather. Well, in the news on this Tuesday morning, well, state lawmakers headed back to Des Moines yesterday. The first week of the Iowa legislative session is mostly ceremonial, but there are some early hints about some of the issues that might come up this year. Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds is expected to ask for tax cuts. Governor Reynolds gives her condition of the state speech today. The new Iowa House Speaker will be Pat Grassley, a new Hartford Republican, and the grandson of U.S. Senator Chuck Grassley. The Iowa House Minority Leader will be Democrat Todd Pritchard of Charles City. Well, today's sports report is brought to you by Big Red Q Quick Print. And last night, a college football had their national championship game, and it was LSU, the number one team, defeating Clemson by the score of 42-25. LSU finishes their season ranked number one with a 15-0 record. Clemson closes out their season with a record of 14-1. A game was played last night at the Superdome in New Orleans. LSU quarterback and Ames native Joe Burrow threw for six touchdowns. Tonight it's men's college basketball in the Big Ten. The Iowa Hawkeyes on the road at Northwestern. They'll tip off at 7 o'clock. It'll be televised on the Big Ten Network from Evanston, Illinois. Tonight, AHL hockey. The Iowa Wild continue their West Coast swing. Iowa Wild at Bakersfield tonight, and they'll face off at 8:30 in Bakersfield, California. And today's Dowling Catholic Sports calendar has high school girls and boys bowling. Dowling taking on North this afternoon at 3:15. Tonight, boys swimming. Fifth-ranked Dowling at number 11 Valley, and that'll get underway at 5:30 at the Valley Pool. And finally tonight, right here on Iowa Catholic Radio, we'll have high school girls and boys basketball. Ankeny at Dowling. Pre-game gets underway at 6 o'clock from the Dowling Gym. Girls tip off about 6:15. The boys follow around 7 to 45. So join me along with Steve DeVinny and Mike Swaim on the call tonight from the Dowling Gym, Ankeny at Dowling, here on Iowa Catholic Radio. And once again from the Mercy One Studios in Des Moines, cloudy skies, some patchy fog in the area, 31 degrees. Today we'll see clouds and fog give way to some sun later on this afternoon. Today's high 36 degrees. And this has been your Iowa Catholic Radio news, weather, and sports on your Tuesday morning. John Leonetti show coming up. Jimmy Olson, he has your morning traffic report. I'm Mark Amadeo.
Iowa Catholic Radio News and Sports. Our year-round coverage of Dowling Catholic High School sports and activities is sponsored in part by Ashworth Vision Clinic, Two Rivers Glass and Door, and the Catholic Tuition Organization. Thank you for supporting Iowa Catholic Radio, 1150 AM, 88.5 FM, 94.5 FM. And streaming at iowacatholicradio.com. Traffic on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Starting to see a bit of a slowdown this morning, a 17-minute drive as you're heading in from the West Mixer to downtown on 235, 11 minutes from the East Mixer into downtown, and we do have a few issues to be on the lookout for. One, I-235 westbound at Valley West Drive, we have an accident also a little closer to downtown. I-235 eastbound at Martin Luther King Jr. Parkway, there's an accident as well there. MLK, West MLK Parkway and Southwest 3rd, we have an accident, and then still working the accident, Highway 28 and Army Post Road, so just use a little caution as you are out this morning making your way into work, and no sidewalks and parking lots along with the bridges and on and off ramps going to be extra slick this morning. Thanks to Builder Ken Construction for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio. Builder Ken has a transparent team strengthened by a group of dedicated employees who will execute your project professionally and efficiently. Learn more at bdconstruct.com. That's traffic on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Thank you, Jimmy. Let's go to your saint of the day.
This is your Saint of the Day on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Now, today's saint worked hard to defend the teachings of the church and was almost a victim of identity theft as well. Saint Gregory the Theologian today, he became a Catholic at the age of 30. He joined the monastery with his friend and later Saint Basil. However, his solitude and peace were broken when his father, who had become a bishop, needed his help. Gregory was ordained a priest and tried to shepherd his people through his father's compromised Arian theology. Gregory was named the Bishop of Caesarea and thus came into conflict with Emperor Valens, who was a strong proponent of the Arian heresy that Jesus was not divine. After the death of Emperor Valens, the protection of Arianism ended, and Gregory was called to rebuild the faith in this great sense and see of Constantinople, which had been under Arian's teachings, for about three decades, so there was a lot of work that needed to be done. Retiring and sensitive, he dreaded being drawn into the whirlpool of corruption and violence. In time, Gregory did rebuild the faith in the city, but at the cost of great suffering, slander, insults, and even personal violence. An interloper even tried to take over his bishopric. His last days were spent in solitude and austerity. He wrote religious poetry, some of it autobiographical, and great depth and beauty accompanied it. He was acclaimed simply as the Theologian, which hence he gets his name. St. Gregory the Theologian, pray for us. Amen. And a thank you to Stephen C. Reed, attorney at law, a family man that knows how important wills and estate planning really is. He's written our Saint of the Day now for the last few years, 224-1776. Thank you, Stephen C. Reed, 224-1776. I've left plenty of time. Theology of Home, Finding the Eternal in Every Day. Carrie Gress is going to be on right after this, friends. I don't want you to go anywhere. John Lee and Eddie in the Morning right here on Iowa Catholic Radio. Now, two spots, all right? Normally I do one, but two. First, I'm going to give the second mention to the men's conference at iowacatholicmensconference.com. Go to it today. Do not miss out on this, friends. We've got Iowa State head football coach Matt Campbell that is going to be on, and I am more than looking forward to that. He's going to be giving the keynote presentation along with Joe Stopulis. It'll be giving a brand new talk, and if you know Joe, you've listened to the station here. He's an inspiring man, but more than anything, I think this is his breakout. I really do, and Joe's going to be taking over a lot of men's ministry here in the Diocese of Des Moines, and this is going to be the first talk he's given. I think the biggest talk he's given as well. So go to iowacatholicmensconference.com, and I'm going to be there emceeing, so pushing this thing forward. You're not going to hear a ton from me because I want as much possible time as possible for Joe Stopulis and Matt Campbell, Iowa State men's head football coach. iowacatholicmensconference.com. Get your tickets today. Also, thank you to R&R Realty Group for underwriting the show. Your workspace experts since 1985. Brokerage, development, investment, property management, rrrealty.com. Thank you again. That is rrrealty.com. Now, today, your Diocesan Minute.
This is your news for the Diocese of Des Moines for Tuesday, January 14th. I'm Kelly Mesher-Collins. If you're a young man between the ages of 16 to 24, you're invited to experience the real world of seminary. A trip is planned to visit St. John Vianney Seminary in St. Paul, Minnesota, the weekend of February 14th through the 16th. A second trip is also planned to visit Conception Seminary in Missouri, the weekend of March 28th through the 30th. To learn more about these trips, or if you know someone who might be interested, have them contact vocations@dmdiocese.org or call 237-5050. That's 237-5050. Plan on attending the annual St. Patrick's Gala supporting Catholic Charities on Saturday, March 7th. This fun event helps those in need in our community. This event features live music, food, drink, and much more. To learn more, contact Beth at 237-5078. That's 237-5078. St. Joseph Educational Center is offering a certificate in theology and ministry through Creighton University. The courses are online and the program will begin this spring. To learn more, visit sjeciowa.org. This certificate in theology and ministry is designed to meaningfully enrich the knowledge and skills of current and future parish ministry leaders at a significantly discounted cost. That's your news for the Diocese of Des Moines. I'm Kelly Mesher-Collins.
Thank you to R&R Realty Group Apartment Communities for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio and John Leonetti in the Morning. R&R Realty Group Apartment Communities have unique amenities and award-winning property management. Sierra Point and Country Club Village Apartments in West Des Moines and residents at 62W and Wynwood Apartments in Johnston. R&R Realty Group Apartment Communities wants you to love where you live. Learn more at rrrealty.com. That's rrrealty.com. Find out how you can support Iowa Catholic Radio at iowacatholicradio.com or 515-223-1150.
Thank you to Tumia & Sons for your support of Dowling Catholic High School basketball. An Italian family restaurant with old country authentic Italian food. Enjoy the local atmosphere while you may even spot a priest. Tumia & Sons is located at Southeast 1st Street, just south of downtown Des Moines. TumiaAndSons.net.
Need an experienced attorney for legal matters? I know a guy. Stephen C. Reed, attorney at law, is a proud supporter of Iowa Catholic Radio. Steve is a longtime resident of Iowa and is licensed to practice in all Iowa state and federal courts. He has years of experience in real estate law, wills, conservatorships, trusts, and estate planning. Steve's law office phone number is 515-224-1776. That's 515-224-1776.
Thanks to Five Suns Naturescapes Landscape and Design for underwriting the show. Passionate about making the outside of a home beautiful and manageable for many years to come. It is officially tree and shrub pruning season, everyone. What does that mean? Well, it means that between Thanksgiving and St. Valentine's Day, yeah, we're smack dab in the middle of it. It's time to prune those small trees and shrubs. Now, shaping small trees now prevents large corrective pruning later, which is very expensive. 515-493-1060, fivesonsnaturescapes.com. Thank you again for underwriting the show. Let's go to our next guest of the day, a doctorate in philosophy from the Catholic University of America. Carrie Gress joins me. Hi, Carrie.
Hi, how are you?
A doctorate in philosophy. Now, I barely made it through philosophy as my major in college, Carrie. I was forced to do it because I was in the seminary. Why would anyone choose to do something like that?
I don't know. I still keep asking myself about it, but I got it done. I worked on the dissertation while I was in labor and delivery with one of my children.
Goodness.
So it's one of those things that just had to get done. So it's finished.
Well, it's certainly impressive. I know you've written a number of books. You've appeared on many different TV shows and radio programs, but this book might be my favorite from what you've put out, Theology of Home, Finding the Eternal in the Everyday. Here's something that you say. You say, home is where we are nurtured, where we live, and where we love. The language of home is universal. It is where we find the eternal in the everyday. Expand on that.
Yeah, well, I mean, the idea behind the book, The Theology of Home, is really the recognition that all of us have this longing to be home, to really ultimately to be in heaven with God the Father. But it starts on earth, and I think even people with no faith have this desire. We recognize when our homes are not right. We recognize when there's something lacking there. And so it's this fundamental desire that we all have. So the book really is trying to buttress that and really recognize that our homes are important, and this kind of frenzy that we see in the culture to improve our homes, something to the tune of $450 billion a year, it's not just consumerism, but it's a real desire that we have. And I think as Catholics, we have answers to this, not just how to decorate our homes, but why we should decorate our homes. And that's what we really brought out in this book, was answering those questions and looking at why homes are important, and particularly homemaking is important, which, of course, it feels like a dirty word in the culture today. And yet to look at what a homemaker actually does, it's an incredible gift to give to others. And so we just went through that in the book.
I want to get personal. What's your home look like?
You know, I'm nesting right now because I'm pregnant, so it looks pretty good right now.
But, good.
Yeah, no, I have 4 kids and I homeschool, so it doesn't always look great, but the hormones are kicking in and we're getting ready to welcome this next child. So, yeah, my home is not featured in the book. I don't live in a luxurious home, but I certainly have been blessed with a very comfortable home. And there are times when it's a disaster, but this month it looks pretty good.
Well, I know you have more than 100 pictures or photographs from homes around the country, and
sure.
Profound words of different saints and other literary figures, and in-depth commentary, of course, is featured in the book with this as well. But more than anything, I think what you're trying to get at here is that our home, when we talk about the family, we talk about the domestic church, and so our homes. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying we need to usher out the guest bedroom and bring in an altar and move in stained glass, but our home should represent a little bit of what the church, kind of a microcosm of the outside church or even our parish, what that can look like.
Yeah, and that's actually kind of the meat of the book, is we talk about a lot of the elements that are brought into the home that we also can see on the parish level, and hopefully we know we're in heaven as well. Concepts like light and safety and comfort and nourishment, all of these things, hospitality is another important one. All of these things are elements that are going to add to the spiritual life. And if we experience this foretaste of heaven in our own homes, it's much easier then for people to understand what God the Father is like, what heaven is like, to have that kind of ideal in their mind.
One of the things that I know you talk about in the book is how to make your home a place of joyful gatherings and spiritual growth through an emphasis on light. How so?
Right. Well, of course, we as humans, we really gravitate towards light. I didn't really realize this until we lost power for 4 days, and I realized at night, everybody was just around the candles or the fire. But that's what we do. When we go camping, everybody sits around a campfire, and we love candlelit meals and those kinds of things. And there's just something about that kind of light that draws us into communication with other people. Not the lights of our phones glaring in our faces, but when we put those down, and we really engage with others in that kind of atmosphere, something magical happens. And I think that that's an important thing that we take for granted because of the fact that we have electricity so easily on demand. But there's something really beautiful about candlelight and firelight and that kind of atmosphere.
We have a big statue of Our Lady right at our front door on the outside. So it's an outdoor statue that I got. And that's kind of our welcoming statue. Whether you're Catholic or not, you're going to be welcomed by Our Lady when you come into our home. But you talk about that, creating a welcoming environment right there that starts at the door.
Mm-hmm. Yes, no, and I think that the door is a powerful place. We know that, you can get a door slammed in your face or you can have the door thrown open and welcome with open arms. And, our homes have that capacity to welcome others, to welcome the strangers. We know this is an important element of our faith, but it's also an important element of evangelization. And I don't think that we think enough about the capacity that our homes have to communicate these eternal truths. I think so many of us have family members that are away from the church, and we may never get them back to the church, but we could certainly have them over for a meal. They wouldn't object to that. And yet when our home is really focused on following the church and the church's teachings and living a faithful life, there's going to be pieces of it that are reflected that people pick up on. And people are starving for community. They're starving for meaning. They're starving for depth in their life. And so these kinds of experiences really touch them on a deeper level in ways that I think, as a hostess, you don't always know is going on. But having been on the receiving end of meals like this, especially back when I was single, it's amazing how these kinds of dinners around faithful families can transform a life.
Now you talk about hosting dinners, but also prioritizing family dinners. Seems lost in our culture today with so many of us that are so busy, sports and so many things that are going on. But you said this is a must.
Yeah, no, I think these are really important pieces that we have lost, and sitting down again without your phones. having an actual conversation with the people that are in your family every night has amazing ramifications. And even science is bearing this out, where you can see, you know, children's grades are higher. You know, all kinds of fruit comes from it. So, yeah, those are important pieces, which are really challenging in today's culture. But I think at a certain point, we just have to stop and say, you know, what's really more important, and try and prioritize those things, you know, even if it's just a few nights a week and we can't reach the ideal of every night. We have to make it a priority.
Your biggest takeaway that you want others to have upon getting this book?
You know, I think one of the things that I've loved about the reaction, particularly the reaction to this book, is just to recognize that this is a Catholic book on offense. This isn't a Catholic book on defense. This is showing Catholic women in particular, we see you, we hear you, we know what you're doing, and it's important and it's beautiful. And I think that we don't do enough of that. We have a lot to defend in our faith, but we also have really beautiful families and we have beautiful gifts that we've been given. And I don't think we talk about those enough. And I think that's one of the reasons why this book has been so popular, is because it's really showing Catholics in the culture in a beautiful way instead of, you know, a distorted way like the culture tends to do with us. So I think that that's been the exciting thing, is just being able to really buttress Catholic women and support them and say, we see you and this is really important. Your life as a Catholic woman has far broader reach than you have any idea.
Theology of Home, Finding the Eternal in the Everyday. You can find it on Amazon. You can also go to Divine Treasures. If they don't have it, they will order it for you. Carrie Gress, thank you for coming on, Carrie. It was wonderful.
Thank you, John. My pleasure.
All right. Again, and that is on hardcover as well. If they don't have it at Divine Treasures, go there and ask for it. And like I said, they'll be able to find it for you. It's really a beautiful looking book. Theology of Home, Carrie Gress, everyone. Thanks for tuning in today, friends. I'll be back inside the Mercy One studio. I got a flight in an hour and 20 minutes, an hour and 26 to be exact. Deacon Tony, would you give us your blessing?
May the blessing of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit come down upon all of us to protect us and to bring us to His everlasting life. Amen.
Amen. I am John Leonetti, friends. Be confident in Christ's mercy and His love today.
Here in this worn and weary land, where many a dream has died, like a tree planted by the water, we never will run dry. So living water flowing through, God, we thirst for more of you. Fill our hearts and flood our souls with one desire, just to know you and to make you known.
John Leonetti in the Morning is underwritten by Golden Rule Heating and Cooling, R&R Realty Group, Bell Construction, Five Suns Naturescapes, and Blessman International.